Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Today's livestock futures were in the green here. We were 72 higher in the August live cattle, 124.02. The October's up 92 at 129.05. December live cattle up 75 at 134.57. Feeder cattle were anywhere from $1.30 to $2.40 higher, so they were strong all day long. With the August 227 higher at 158.85, September's 242 higher at 163. We're just now back to the 20-day moving average. And again, I feel like I've said this every day, but it's just the way it's been. We've been in a steady kind of a consolidation pattern, really going back to the middle part of June for the feeder cattle, and they're just now kind of getting some of that strength back. The hogs today were up anywhere from $65 to $1.20 with October 89.10 up $1.20. Boxed beef at midday was up again real big, $3.40 on choice now, $340 a hundred, up $2.24. It seems like being up $2.24 is almost down on the day considering some of the $8 increases we've seen. Select was $307.50, up 73 cents. The choice select spread was $32.80. So boxed beef continues to be the leader. There's some talk of some 127 cash trade up in Nebraska. I've heard some 125 to 128 this week, but that's considerably higher than where we were last week for live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. As you develop that list of priorities for your farm operation, it's important to understand what's going on your farm, in your soil.
The first thing we have to do is we got to get a soil sample. What the pH of our soil is, it greatly affects what variety selection we're going with.
Thanks, John. John Fenderson with Westbred. Learn more about the high-yielding wheat varieties Westbred has for the Southern Plains by going to westbred.com.
The grain futures were mixed today. We had corn up about 1 to 3 cents with September up 3.5 at 561 3/4. The December corn up 1.5, 565. The beans down anywhere from 4 to 10 cents. September was the weakest here, down 10 3/4 at 13.58. November new crop 8 1/4 lower at 13.53. Chicago wheat up 2 to 3. Kansas City was stronger here, up anywhere from 4 to 7. December up 7.5 at 7.36 3/4. Regaining some strength after the losses yesterday. It's good to see. Maybe give some positive confidence here in the Kansas City wheat market. The spring wheat was 2 to 3.5 higher. December up 3.5 at 9.11. And the cotton futures today, we're about unchanged here, 94.83 on the December. Yesterday they made new highs, and we've been on a terror for cotton here for a super long time. I mean, going back almost a year now, I guess it has been a year. It got down to 60 or so cents, and now it's at nearly 95 cents and on the high. So it looks like the cotton prices are going to stay good here for a minute. Dow Jones selling off here. The Federal Reserve minutes released at 1 o'clock here. Looks like there's a possibility of tapering this year, and currently the Dow's down about 200 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.